Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, this was the play right here. This was the play. You get off the field on this play, you win the game. It's fourth, that simple. It's. Go ahead, Ben.
10, Buccaneers from their 32. Mayfield with three receivers to the right side. He's in the gun, one back. Mayfield to pass. Here's heavy pressure. Mayfield escapes up the middle, running across the 40, running across the 45, tripped up at the 47-yard line. First down, Buccaneers. C.J. Gardner-Johnson got him down. A minute 11 to go. Clock is running.
Fourth down, fourth and 10, under a minute to go, or about a minute to go, under 2 minutes to go. You heard Mark Vandermeer on the call right there. Minute 10 to go. After that play, you get off the field there, the game's over.
Right.
The game is over. Henry Toa just runs
comes
right
too wide on a blitz.
On a blitz and just runs right past Baker Mayfield, who scrambles, and we all know how the game ended. And then you and I come in the next day, Seth, after that game, and as we're doing right now, we've got the debate shows up on the TV in the studio here. Right now they're talking, are the Bills the best team in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're 2-0, and they had that comeback against the Ravens. Logical topic. Following the Bucs win over the Texans, two of the questions that were captioned up there on Get Up and First Take that I saw was, the first one was, is Baker Mayfield a tier one quarterback?
Yeah.
And when I think of tier one, it's the four guys. It's Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes. Those are the
that's
four.
That's what the whole offseason
favorite were. The whole offseason was those four guys.
Those were the guys that were mentioned nonstop. That was the group thing.
There was a hard cement floor below those guys with nobody getting up in there. So Baker Mayfield, the discussion was, is he a tier one quarterback? The other one was, can the Bucs win the NFC? Which they did back when Tom Brady was the quarterback there. But they made the playoffs with Baker Mayfield a couple of times. Won a playoff game a couple years ago, I believe, against the Eagles. But they've not been a legitimate threat to win the conference or win a Super Bowl. Are either of those questions even being asked? Obviously, if Baker gets tackled on fourth and 10.
If Baker hadn't won that game, in a game in which they would have scored 14 points in the game.
Would have lost 19-14 and had not scored since their first two drives.
Would have lost 19-14. I don't think, no, it wouldn't have been front and center enough. They wouldn't have been putting him up there right just yet. But then, I mean, but you look at his body of work and what he did last year. It's totally under, in winning that game, I think it's very, very fair that they are asking that question now. Yep. I think over the course of, and I think they could have been asked that question in week four, or week five, if he continues to win football games and play well. But no, without that game, like that game was not one that if they lost it would have vaulted that conversation up to the top of the producer.
But they didn't lose 39-37 like they did 2 years ago. That's a losing effort. That you do it, you maybe don't
the
talk
guy,
about
oh,
the
look,
Bucs
he,
as a team.
He kept giving them chances to win, but the defense let him down.
He
yeah.
walked off the field with the lead at the end of a game. This was 19-14, and they had to drive the length of the field, which credit Baker, he did. But yeah, like
it's such an easy one though too. That after that type of a win, it's so easy to point to like, look at he's just a winner.
No, totally.
Oh, he's just got the grit. Ooh,
yeah, that's my point. That's why like some of these narratives are just wild to me because Henry Toa Toa, or if somebody else is in there that doesn't run past Baker Mayfield on that play, these aren't even topics. You'd get laughed off the set for going, is Baker a tier one quarterback? Because he makes that scramble.
Yeah.
That's the narrative now. Yeah. You know, like the, hey, look at the Bucks.
Yeah.
You know, look
and at I the think Bucks. Very fairly so. That's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
No, they're a good team. Yeah. They weren't lucky to win that game by any means. I think other narratives that maybe, let's look at the flip side. What if the Texans do make that play? Now they're 1-1 on the season. And, you know, the offense wasn't great, but you win.
Right. I know. Came up with a. Go ahead.
We for sure would have gotten DeMeco Ryans on any question about offensive ineptitude or inefficiency. We would have gotten, like, we won the game.
Right. Yeah.
We won the game.
Yeah.
You know?
And AFC South.
And I got to look at the film. AFC South, Brian. Yeah.
And I think personally, I had some reservations about, you know, being all that excited about the defense after the Rams game. Because it took an Azeez Alshire turnover at the very end of that to keep the Texans in it at all. But the Texans had just gotten driven on the second to last drive by the Rams. And then the Texans failed when they had a chance again to stay in the game. The Rams drove on them twice in a row.
Yep.
So you look at this last game. If the Texans had gotten the 4th-and-10 stop, I would have felt a lot better about the defense, even though it's just one play. But I still would have been pointing out the fact that the Bucs were able to run on them at will.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that's what puts the stress on the defense in the fourth quarter when guys are gassed. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson were gassed at the end of that game. And I'm not saying that as a criticism. That's what happens when you play 80 snaps in a football game. The D linemen don't. But 80 snaps is a lot in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that's how many snaps the defense had. Yes, the offense could have helped you out by sustaining some drives, but you guys just allowed the Rams to run and run and
run. They were running all night.
Dink and dunk.
The Bucky Irving thing wasn't happening in the latter part of the third into the fourth quarter. Bucky Irving was bouncing off of people from the get-go. There's a reason they scored two touchdowns on their first two drives.
Likewise, in the Rams game, you're on the field a lot. Okay, partly because the offense didn't help you out, but Stafford was converting 50% of his third downs in that game. So, the defense is not right now operating at the level that I think DeMeco or anybody else on the defense thinks they should be. They're not operating like an elite defense. They got to clean some of this stuff up.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think, is Mayfield a tier one QB? Nobody's talking about that if Henry Toa Toa makes a play.
I think if the Texans win that game, though, and it's on Monday night, what people would be talking about with the defense nationally is just how physically there's just how violent they are.
Well, they would have shut down the Bucs from the 9-minute mark of the second quarter on.
Yeah.
They scored two touchdowns on their first two drives, and that second touchdown drive was one where you're like, oh my God, this might be a long night. That was like a 14-play drive that ate up like 7 or 8 minutes. Like, they methodically went down the field on them. You're right. If Toa Toa makes that play, then the Texans are being talked about on the Tuesday morning shows as, can the Texans defense carry them?
Well, yeah.
Can the Texans win the AFC with this defense?
But I'll tell you what, nationally, I mean, we did the power rankings yesterday, and largely most of the blurbs about the Texans still say gushing things about the defense.
Yeah.
You know, so the narrative or what have you, or how people think of them, they still think of, they look at the box scores and they see the Texans have allowed 17 points per game so far. That's a good defense. They don't necessarily see all the chinks in the armor.
Yep. All right. Speaking of Toa Toa, there's a few guys on this team. If we're looking at plays, if you look through a Texans lens these first two games and go, that play lost the game for you. And I know coaches don't like to do that. They'll say that there were so many plays before this that we could have made, and it's true. But as far as like at nut cutting time, I think it's the Darya Gumbawale fumble against the Rams. You're driving down the field for a go-ahead touchdown. You're moving the football. And then I think it's Henry Toa Toa missing that tackle on Baker Mayfield that allowed him to squirt out on that 4th-and-10. You know, those are just two of hundreds of plays in the game, but those were the two, like, that it was
those
over.
Are poignant it, moments,
those are poignant,
right?
Yeah. Like, well,
the Ogunbowale fumble lost you the game specifically. The Henry Toa Toa one was, you
would have ended,
you could
the
have
game.
Sealed the game there.
Yep.
They still ran six plays after that.
They did.
And a couple of them were really dumb and ugly on the defense.
No doubt.
But yeah, that's where you had the opportunity to seal the game there and you didn't do it.
I think it's interesting that it's those two guys, because I feel like just the chatter that I've seen both on our text page, social media, etc. If you're looking at the Texans two games in, number one with Dare cannot be on the field offensively anymore. I'm fine with him being on the team, being on special teams, being your emergency kicker. If you've got an issue at running back where you get a couple guys knocked out of a game and you got to use Dare in case of emergency, then so be it. You got to do what you got to do. He cannot be the first choice for you out there on third down anymore when you've got perfectly better running backs sitting there for you. And it's Seth, especially when his sole job when he's in on most of these plays is to make sure that blitzes get picked up, C.J. Stroud stays clean. Dare hasn't been good at that since the latter part of last season.
Yeah.
He was bad late last year at that part of
his
job.
Right, yeah.
He's going to get C.J. hurt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that that's an easier one. I think the Toa Toa is a guy that
He's the other one. Where's Christian Harris?
Where's Christian Harris? And Christian Harris was available, and Christian Harris played in the game. He played about 17 snaps. I personally just don't think, like, Christian Harris right now does not look like the version of Christian Harris that you have in your mind. He's not as fast. He's not as physical. But is that because he's working back into, getting into playing shape after missing most of training camp and pretty much all of last year?
Yeah.
Is Christian Harris definitively better than Henry Toa Toa right now?
Yeah.
I don't know that he is, but Henry Toa Toa also kind of seems to have hit a ceiling. And both those guys, and Christian Harris still has never been good in coverage as a linebacker.
Right.
So some of the things that ail you, it's not as simple as just inserting Christian Harris. But they get to the end of the game, and EJ Speed's not out there either. So, and I didn't expect EJ Speed to be a starter, but there's times where I'm wondering, man, they need to have three linebackers out there on the field in this moment, and D'Amico doesn't seem confident in three linebackers to have out there.
No.
And so I don't think it's as simple as just, swap Christian Harris for Henry Toa Toa, but they might perhaps try that this week.
Speed was the one I was going to bring up with you.
Yeah,
you know, EJ Speed, he was flying around on special teams out there.
He made some nice sticks.
He did. That would be that'd be
well, good. And then, now I'll tell you too, like, Speed makes a lot of really nice plays in the run game as a linebacker, but he's had trouble in coverage too.
He has.
He's not, his last name is Speed, and yes, he's fast, but he's just not a great coverage linebacker. It hasn't been. Maybe this is the week that they start using him more.
Maybe, yeah. I hope so. You're right, though. There's not a lot of great solutions right now on the roster. I think the other thing I'm seeing with a lot of folks, and I would agree, playing the rookies more. Does D'Amico Ryans?
Yeah, Woody Marks.
Or does Nick Cayley, in terms of who's making the determinations of who's out on the field, does Cayley have a little O'Brien in him where he's maybe not very – exactly. Yeah. Here was D'Amico yesterday being asked at his press conference, his Zoom call, about rookies like Jalen Knoll possibly getting some more playing time.
When it comes to getting the reps and earning trust, I mean, those guys, they have our trust, right? They have our trust. All three guys have shown throughout training camp, throughout the preseason, that they can be playmakers for us. So Knoll, Woody, and Higgins all have done a really nice job as rookies at stepping in and doing what's asked of them. So, when you do it well, you'll continue to get more opportunities.
I don't know if Jalen Knoll's going to get more opportunities with Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios coming back.
Yeah.
I think he's cemented his role as the return guy on this team.
And just by way of, you know, I think people thought because Justin Watson got a couple of targets early on that they were showing preferential treatment to him. He got 20 snaps in the game. Jalen Noel got 15 snaps on offense. So, I don't think it's as simple as but the trust factor is definitely big when it comes to rookies and how much you trust them. But you got to offset that with, all right, yeah, but can we just get some athletes and some speed
on
Higgins, the
field? How many snaps did Higgins get? Looks like you got it in front of you over there.
Higgins had 21 snaps.
21 snaps. So they're all living in the same neighborhood, right?
Yeah,
now.
Like they definitely weren't. And I would just say, like, in terms of actual threats,
There were 47 snaps in the game offensively for the Texans.
That's so bad.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, when you're a defense and you only get 47 snaps in the game, it feels like you didn't even play a football game.
What's the number? What's the tipping point?
I'd say like 60.
Yeah.
60 feels like a real football game.
Yeah.
47 snaps, it really does feel like I might need to get a workout in after this game. As a defensive lineman, because then that means you haven't even played 47 snaps. So
you would have probably played like 30 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you really do feel like, I don't know, I feel kind of guilty that I'm getting a paycheck for this game.
So Tampa, you know, I don't know who Tampa plays this weekend, but there's almost not even like the Monday Night Football effect on them.
That reminds me. Yeah. Remember the old thing where after playing the 49ers when D'Amico was the coordinator, the next week the teams
didn't win a game all year.
Yeah, and there was this theory that, man, after playing a really physical defense, these teams really take a beating. You know who tore their plantar fascia last week?
Sean McVay.
Coaching. Sean McVay could not escape the punishment
of going up against
the D'Amico Ryans team. Hey, we might be 0-2, but we are leaving bodies everywhere. All over the battlefield.
I only saw the headline. Was he running in on the sideline?
I don't know what he was probably. Yeah. I remember, he's got that little get back guy that has to corral him around the waist.
McVay's into it, man.
Yeah.
Tore his plantar fascia coaching football. That's not supposed to happen. So he's like 37 years old, right?
You want to hear a nasty thing about plantar fascias?
Sure.
Oh, okay. This is the...
Yes!
Yeah. So sometimes the best solution for plantar fasciitis, a serious one, is to just slice it completely.
Oh!
Why did
I say yes?
So if you got a torn plantar fascia or you got really, really bad plantar fasciitis, they'll just slice it.
Oh.
And apparently it relieves. I had plantar fasciitis for a couple of years and I figured out a way to manage it. But it was, I know that was discussed at one point. It was like, you can't just slice it and then you don't have to worry about
it's
it
like
anymore.
Hitting the reset button on a video game?
Yeah.
I'm just going to start over.
Apparently it's
Control Alt Delete.
Yep. Which I kind of like, I feel like I might want, I thought about maybe I should do that. Preemptively in the off season or something.
So you slice it, and then what do they do? Surgically reattach it or something?
No. They just slice it in half, and then I think it grows back over time. But in the moment, it doesn't really actually hurt you that much. The same way with your clavicle. If you have separated shoulder, sometimes they'll just snip off the tip of your clavicle.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't actually need it what we do.
Right.
I don't know. Like maybe millions of years ago, it served a purpose back when we were on all fours. But
don't laugh at me.
Yeah.
Is the plantar fascia like the arc on the bottom of your foot?
It's on the bottom. It's just like a big mass of fascia is connective to sheathing.
Okay.
I didn't give you a good explanation.
That's
for
okay.
It,
That's okay. That's okay. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Hey, football talk and fascia talk on Sports Radio 610.
It's a thick fibrous band of tissue that runs along the bottom of the foot from the heel to the base of the toes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Supports and maintains the arch of the foot.
There you go. All right. So just slice that bad boy in half, huh?
And get some orthotics, and I guess you're off to
the
races.
You're good to go. All right.
That's what helped it for me. I started wearing orthotics in my cleats, and that helped.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. How many years in?
Oh, I was like my fifth and sixth year in the NFL. I was really struggling with it. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. I'm glad we had this talk.
There you go.
Football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by
Paramount. It didn't help it in the moment. But in the offseason when I started doing that, then I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Presented by Paramount Plus, Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary yet, plantar fasciitis.
What's
going on with my foot here? forcing him to fight for everything he's built and wear orthotics and protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st. Ooh, Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Circle back to the Astros. Jordan's got an injury. Plantar fascia is fine, but boy, that ankle is a mess. Mm. We will hear from Joe Espada on the Jordan injury coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.